Welcome, everybody. We're back. Episode 21, Chemically Inconvenient. Took a week break. We're back at it. I am at Dilly_Willie on Twitter. Mastermind, host of the show, at Cole Samuelson. We're back. It's great to be back. We had a little golfing hiatus, so we missed you guys.
Got a little rowdy.
We got a little rowdy on the course, and sometimes it happens to the best. Happens to the best of us. Let's get right into it. How was your week, brah?
Yeah, so let's talk about this.
Okay.
I think we, for our listeners, all 10 of you, the Solid. Plan was to do one Friday night, last Friday. We had a little nine-hole escapade.
Extravaganza.
Yep, which I played like utter dog crap. And then that Saturday, we played a scramble at my home course. And I'm not going to lie to you guys, I think we went a little too confident.
I thought we were going to win.
I thought we were going to, too. By the way, if you took my play the week before, I was pretty confident. And I know how you can play. So we went pars.
We went one under on the front.
Yeah, one under on the front. And then we had, four in a row?
So we had four in a row. Now, I think, was it six under won it?
Six under won it, yeah.
So six under won it. We're at five under with, three holes to play?
Three holes to play.
All we got with the par five. All we got to do is birdie one of them.
Yeah.
We go bogey?
And then, yeah.
Then we both hit it out of bounds.
On the last hole.
And go double.
Yeah. So we get to the last tee. I'm already kind of shaken because we already bogeyed a hole we should have birdied, or parred at least. And I go, what do you think? You go, let me go first.
Hit it OB.
Hit it OB. And then you're like, Cole, just hit it and bounce.
That's all we need.
And what I should have done is I should have just grabbed my hybrid.
Or a 6-iron.
Or a 6-iron or something. But no, Cole decides to go come out of his shoes and hits it OB.
Hits it about 80 yards OB. So we got a double on that, and that ruined our chances. But on the bright side, we didn't have anything going, and we got it together on the back and gave ourselves a chance at it.
Yep.
So
you made a good point going into it, because that's my first scramble, two-person scramble. I've played four-person.
Mm-hmm.
But you said it all depends on what your playing partners are. And our two were
good guys.
Some good old boys.
Yeah, so I was telling Cole, I'm like, scrambles are one of two ways of a two-person scramble. You either have too much fun because the other two guys are rowdy and they're having a good time. And especially, I mean, you're playing against them, but like a lot of times, you know, I'm rooting for them too. You know what I mean? You don't want them to play awful and then no one has fun. But we got together with some two old dudes. One dude was drinking straight Aristocrat out of like a little pint deal.
Yeah. And just ripping Swisher Sweets.
Oh, yeah. Like, he smokes like eight of them. And we had a good time.
Yeah, it was a good time.
He was saying, zinging one-liners at us the whole time. So it was a lot of fun.
And then,
like I said, we had a shot at it.
Yeah, then going into the back nine, out of nowhere, he goes, quarter a hole? And I'm like, all right, here, let's do it.
Yeah, I think we shot even with them.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, anywho, it is a lot of fun. We next year.
We'll get them next year.
We'll get them.
So, as of today at 12:30, I'm officially a homeowner.
Oh, okay. So, it's happening.
Closed on the house today.
Still haven't seen it?
I almost crapped myself because our banker was there, and... Shout out to Papa Samuelson. He's paying the down payment.
Okay.
There's no way I can ever repay him for that, but...
Yeah, well, you know, he's a good guy.
He's a good guy. So, they get there, so he signs the papers. I come in, do the bank stuff, and my banker's cool. He goes, Cole, you want to see the check for about 30 seconds before the tile company takes it? I go, heck yeah. And slides over the most money I've ever seen on a check before in my life.
Yeah.
And I'm like shaking. I'm like, oh man, that could pay off my student loans.
Yeah.
And then the title company girl takes it away.
It's like, bye bye.
Yeah.
See ya.
Yeah.
Well, congrats. Cheers to being a homeowner. We're drinking wine tonight.
No, we're drinking pop that's pretending to be wine.
Okay. Well, some lady left it over here, and we're going to drink it.
It's disgusting.
It's not bad.
It's disgusting.
It's a simple rosé.
Huh? It's a simple glass of shit.
I wish it was a Zima. All right. Where do we start?
No, again, all 10 of our listeners will get that reference. Let's start. We got a new segment, but I'm going to answer a question before we get to the new segment.
Okay, so I got a question for you. Well, I got this from a golfing partner who's been listening, and he sent me this deal, and I'll have Cole, you can either read it or give him the gist.
I'll read it.
So it's like a, I don't know, go ahead. It's a big question.
He says, and I quote, "Dear Chemically Inconvenient, I've recently decided that I am through with my overweight experiment. Although the food and beer have been great, the negative side effects have literally outweighed anything positive."
Pun.
Like it.
Love it.
"I have fasted before doing the 16-8 method and have recently jumped back on it. I am also including a high-protein, low-carb eating habit into the mix. I like it already. My question is, with my eating and working out schedule, which I never feel like I have optimized before, if I work out in the mornings, which is the best option for me, should I eat breakfast and lunch, or lunch and dinner? One way I fuel up hours before working out, and the other I fuel up right after I work out. Thanks for the input. Signed, your 36th listener." Great question, by the way.
Okay.
First of all, 36th listener, good on you for getting back on the train.
Also, I want to stress that Cole is a psycho about this stuff. So if there's anyone that could give you some good advice, if you have any more questions, feel free. I'm going to stay out of this, so you take her away.
Okay.
If you have any suggestions.
So, it sounds like he's doing intermittent fasting, which means you're 16 hours of not eating fall with 8 hours of eating.
Okay.
So like I've said before, what I do is I start eating at noon, I'm done eating at 8, and then you get a 16-hour window where you're not eating.
Okay.
A little backstory. Numerous health benefits of doing that. Controls blood sugar. You start burning fat more often.
Okay.
There's, for me, what knows for me, there is a huge, like, mental clarity, energy boost.
Mm.
Like, within a week, I wasn't crashing in the afternoons. I didn't have to drink coffee in the
mind
afternoons.
Fog, that's what I call it.
Like, I feel great throughout the whole day. I can go on and on. Anyway. Secondly, sounds like he's doing a little high protein, low carb, keto-ish. Yeah. I'm not sure. So, the good thing about keto and doing intermittent fasting is they complement each other. So, intermittent fasting boosts up burning fat. When you're on keto, you burn fat.
Okay. So, he's on a good program.
Yes.
So far.
If he's looking to lose weight, he's, in my mind, it's two of the best ways to go.
All right.
So, question is, if he's going to work out in the morning, does he eat breakfast and lunch or lunch and dinner? Couple things you can hack it a little bit.
Well, one, I don't know if this counts, but I know he's been waking up at like 4:35.
And working out?
Yeah, before work. So if that's going to change it, I'm saying he probably wakes up at 5. I think this is what he told me.
What time does he go to bed?
I don't... He's an old man.
Okay, so that throws it a little. I was thinking he's going to work out like at 7 or 8.
That's when he's going to work.
Going to work. Okay. So, again, well, same thing. Couple things you can do. What I would do for him, again, this is going to be a simple answer off the bat is try both of them, see which one makes him feel better.
Okay.
I will tell him this. If he's doing keto, and it depends on what type of workouts he's doing. If he's just doing straight up, you know, lifting weights.
He's treadmilling it and then some
weights.
Weights.
Then he shouldn't be too bad. You get into some a little bit of difficulty if you're doing like high intensity interval stuff, so like CrossFit, you know, that kind of stuff. But I would say try one or the other to see which one helps. Or you could wake up, bam, get a workout in, and then if he can, like, eat like a late breakfast, and then if he can, eat his second meal like in the afternoon instead of like lunch.
So you could do like the in-betweeners.
Yeah, you can do some tweeners.
See, that would sound better to me than like,
because my thought, man, especially if he wakes up that early, if he eats breakfast,
he's screwed.
Then he's already starting. Then you got to stop eating in the afternoon.
Yeah.
So what I do is I'm the opposite. I don't work out till I get home. So I eat lunch and then work out, then eat afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
I would do, if I was him, I would either do some tweeners or just straight up get up, work out, and then if he can, just struggle through it, eat lunch,
mm-hmm.
and then when he gets home, eats dinner. That's what I would do.
Is there anything you could do like in between those deals? Like, obviously you don't want to have any energy. That's what I'm worried about.
So a couple hacks, what he can do is he can wake up and eat like a piece of fruit like 30 minutes before he works out to give him a little bit a jump. Or really, there's some pretty clean pre-workouts.
Yeah.
Wake up, just do a pre-workout like and we all do.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That'll get you there.
Yeah, no kidding. So. But if it were up to me, I just wake up, do a clean pre-workout, workout, and then either wait and do like a tweener brunch, or just wait till lunch. That's what I would do.
Sounds good.
I'm pretty good at, I mean, I've got, because I'll eat lunch around noon, and then I'll get off work at 5:30, and then I'll work out about 6:30 to 7:30. So that's still a big window of me not eating.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel pretty good.
Gotcha. All right. First question.
Okay, new segment.
We have, introducing a new segment.
It's called Questions with Dilly.
Okay.
And these are all from, hold on.
So they're going to be Twitter DMs and Snapchat DMs.
Question number one, anonymous.
Questions with Dilly. Who is it?
Anonymous.
Oh, okay.
What is the best conspiracy theory out there?
Oh, man. Okay.
There's a lot of options.
There's a lot of options. All right. Here's one that I don't know if it's a conspiracy theory, but I heard it recently, and it shook me. All right. There's a theory out there. Rocks are soft until you touch them. Mind blown. Huh? How do
that,
you know?
That makes no sense.
How do you know? How do you know? How do you know?
Oh.
Tell me, Cole. How do you know?
I don't know. I'm not a geologist.
There you go. No one knows. What if they're just hella soft? Like silly putty. And then you rock hard. They get erect.
My question is, so you're saying a rock is actually a, like, sentient thing that can change.
Yep.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm still working on that, but hey, think about it. It
doesn't make any sense.
Think about it, anonymous.
I'm saying no, rocks are hard.
Okay. Well, I disagree.
Okay. Kevin from Springfield. What is your biggest holy shit moment in your life so far?
Kev, first off, great question. A lot of things come to mind. I could go real, like, personal and deep, but I'm not. Here's one. It happened to me, like, a year ago. Laptop, okay, sitting on my lap, right?
Mm-hmm.
Typing her away. Look over at the TV. Slides off. Bam. It screws it up. I have, like, a blue screen.
Oh, the blue screen of death?
Yes. Couldn't figure out what to do. Couldn't do anything. Now, might have been slightly buzzed.
Okay.
This was my problem-solving skills, okay? Turned it the opposite way, slid it off my knees, bam, hits the ground on the other side, reboots right back up.
What?
And I went, holy shit.
Oh my
God. Now that's a holy shit moment if I've ever seen one.
Did that actually happen?
I swear to God it happened. It worked for another year.
Again, I've said the last two episodes, stupid crap like that happens to you all.
Dude, and I was either a genius. No, you know what? I was a genius.
No.
Yeah. Hey. People have said it's not stupid if it works. Okay, remember that.
Okay. Taylor from Joplin. How do you feel about marriage pacts? Two friends agree if they are not married by a certain age, they will just marry each other.
Okay. I had one with a couple girls, and they're both married now. But I think they could work. If you're best friends, you know, might as well get hitched while you can before you die alone eating soup or something. But listen to this. I have a pact with this chick I met in college, and instead of a marriage pact, we said, if we're not married by 40, we're just going to kill each other. And we're both still single, and I'm getting scared. All right? I'm getting hella scared about that. Because, you know, if I make it to 40, pack's a pack.
Pack's a pack.
You know what I'm saying? But anywho, Taylor, great idea. If you still got a pack out there, you know what? Okay, get it like this. What, 60% of marriages don't work? And in India, they have, like, you know, where your parents decide who you're going to marry at, like, 15. Like, 70% of those marriages work. So, you know, it's like that.
Where are you getting these figures?
Huh? Books.
Yeah.
Encyclopedias.
Okay.
All sorts of stuff. Like, my brain. Listen,
my brain.
It doesn't matter. What matters is I'm right, okay? Marriage probably won't work. If you're best friends, it might. You know what I'm saying? Good luck.
Yeah, not a fan.
Look, well,
Morgan in Kansas City.
I disrespectfully disagree.
Asked. Morgan in Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
Dear Dilly, who is your biggest role model and why?
Okay, well, that's easy. Donald Glover, but I'm guessing they want, like, a personal answer.
Parentheses, preferably someone close to you.
Yeah, Donald Glover's not that close to me. Although, anyhow.
Do you want him to be?
I'm going to meet that guy. Okay, so I would say my family, but I always look at it differently as in, I don't have, like, just one. Like, for dad, right, loyalty. He's the most loyal guy of all time.
For sure.
And that's something that, like, you know, I want just, like, you know what I mean?
Like, almost loyal to a fault.
Yeah, it's crazy. And so, boom, like, that's something I could take from him. Huh. Role model. Hmm. For you, it's like, you do shit for other people. You, like, live for your family. You know what I mean? You always do that stuff. I'm not like that, again, but that I would, that's something that I would like to. You know what I mean? Role model. Mm-hmm. Mom, all she does is, like, help people that she doesn't even know. You know what I mean? That's all she does. So that's what I'll take from her. Mm-hmm. So I guess I'm just cherry picking, but I would say all you guys, role models.
I like it.
There you go.
Jeff asks.
Shout out to Jeff.
If you could choose between having sexual relations with one perfect 10 or 10 girls that are a solid 7 for the rest of your life, what would you do?
Okay, simple question, doctor. You got to take 10 sevens. Okay, I've heard...
Because that equals 70. That's more than 10.
And that's a lot more than 10. I mean, that's just simple math. Also, a wise man once told me, variety is the spice of life. 10 sevens, that's like 2 for 3 days, and you got one for every day of the week and some change, some spare change on the side. Better solid sevens. You know what I'm saying?
We've had this discussion before. I'm married.
So what would you do?
One.
One, okay.
Easy.
Yeah.
Well, 'cause I'm married.
Okay.
And 10 girls...
Yeah.
No, ain't gonna work. It's going to make your life harder.
I think I could handle it.
Okay.
I think I got a good handle.
I'm not talking about, like, the sexual part. I'm talking, like,
yeah,
all the, like, the whole other part.
I think I could handle them.
Well, why are you talking to her? So you're not talking to me that much. Well, you bought her this.
Well, because there's 9 other ones. That's what I'd say.
Okay.
I'd say easy Tuesday. I'm talking to Thursday.
Okay. See how well that works out.
Yeah. That Christmas would be tough.
Sarah from Parsons asks, "Dear Dilly Willy, will you be my boyfriend?"
No. Next question. No.
Damn, Dylan.
No thanks, Sarah. I don't trust women that start with an S. Or any, for that matter. Is that it?
That's
it. Damn, I feel bad. Just kidding.
You got some...
No, don't. We probably just lost one there.
Probably did.
Yeah. Where are we at here? Oh, we can do Norm MacDonald jokes.
I like it.
Okay. Last night I had a picture framed. Now it's doing time upstate for armed robbery. I need 2 glasses in order to see my family. Specifically, 2 glasses of scotch. Here you go, Cole. I was reading this. Al-Qaeda online magazine has a recipe for a homemade bomb. What they don't tell you is they also have a really nice recipe for a homemade peach cobbler. Barbara Walters announced the other day that she's retiring from The View. Well, actually, she announced that 5 years ago, but you couldn't hear her over those yammering bitches. You know, they say pimping ain't easy, Cole, but what they don't tell you is it's much, much more difficult being a prostitute. In my opinion, if you're going to fight over the war on terror, a good place to start is this nation's haunted houses.
That's a good one.
Oh, man. Okay. My grandfather was recently diagnosed with shingles, which is a terrible sickness that usually only affects a ruse. Man, this Lindsay Lohan can't swim a stroke, but she sure knows every dive in town. I couldn't even say it. It's so stupid. And last but not least, Las Vegas is now home of one of America's tallest Ferris wheels. Also drawing thousands to Las Vegas, whores.
Oh, he's so good.
That made me happy there.
Did you watch his last Netflix special?
Uh-huh.
Oh, it's so good.
He has the brilliancy of, like, he can skate over really harsh subjects, especially these days. Mm-hmm. And, like, somehow he's all right. You know what I mean? He doesn't get shunned. Don't know how he does it.
Okay, top three time.
Mm.
Top three is... Top three things you would do on your last day on Earth.
Okay. I like this one. I think we're going to go in different directions.
Oh, I can guarantee you. We always do.
All right. Snake
Cause,
draft.
Because when we ask these questions, I always like put down like what I actually want to do. And you come up with the most obscure...
Yeah, but you don't think I'd do that stuff?
No, I know you would, but that's just the way you are.
I mean, last day, man. It's you got to go out with a bang.
Mine comes with a caveat, though.
Okay. My number three will be on yours. Other than that, doubt it.
Okay.
Who goes first?
I'll go first.
Okay.
So the caveat is, like, perfect last day on Earth, but, because one of the things I've seen, but like I would love to go see, like go to one of Cade's wrestling matches.
Yeah.
But I could like come up with like 10 different things about family, so I just took family out of it. Like, oh, what would I want to do for me?
I gotcha.
That makes sense.
I knew a stripper named Caveat, or was it Cinnamon? Go ahead.
Was it experience? We'll never know.
Experience?
I don't know.
She has a lot of experience.
Yeah. All right. All right. Number three. And another caveat. My three go in order of, like, I wake up. This is what we're doing.
Yeah.
Wake up.
Mine's not like that, but I like where
wake up. We're playing some golf.
Mmm. I like that. Well, I mean,
golf. And then I thought, like, well, I guess I could choose, like, the golf course, but again,
does it matter?
Ten different courses. So
there. You, okay.
Playing golf.
I'm with you. I mean, I almost put that down just because, especially if you know. Think about if you know it's your last day, you go for everything.
Oh, for sure.
You pin seek the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
Which is what we normally
Cole, it's a par three. Give me my driver.
Yeah. I'm going for this.
Going for it. It's 105. Give me my driver.
Hey, let the big dog eat.
Let the big dog eat.
Okay. I like that. My number three, so I don't have that caveat. I put, thank the catalyst of your own becoming. Which I thank the family. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I just put it like that because I thought it was awesome.
You thought you were being clever.
Yeah. But, and that's another, like you said, without family, but you got to, like, you know, say goodbye to everybody. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, you guys, for everything. You know, you sculpted me into the person I am. And that's the start. That's how I started.
Okay.
My number two. Try to pull off a gigantic heist. Like rob a bank. You know what I mean?
That would make sense because you're
oh yeah.
You ain't gonna go to jail.
Lock me up, Sheriff. And I've always wanted to be in a heist where
but
like,
wouldn't that be okay. I'm guessing like that had to be like the last thing you try to do, because if you get locked up.
No, my number ones should be the end of it. But
alright.
But yeah, pull off a heist. Get some of your best homies. Some ski masks, maybe like, I don't know, some like dynamite strapped to a vest and just walk in there.
Tommy Boy style.
Exactly. Nope, they're just road flares.
Road flares.
All right, go ahead.
My number two, again, so play about 18 holes, maybe play 27.
Yep.
Because we wake up early.
Okay.
So we're looking about noonish. Playing some drinking games. Preferably beer pong and Polish horseshoes.
And beer dye.
Oh, yes, and beer dye. Can't go wrong.
That, again, throw like a huge, like, 8 kegger banger.
No.
Just a couple of guys.
Just your friends.
Drinking games.
Some light beer. Outside. Gotta be outside.
Gotta be outside. Some good, like, throwback rap tunes.
Yep. Old school music. Okay. Again, you know me. What am I wearing?
Chubbies.
Yep.
Short shorts.
Yep.
Pit Vipe glasses.
Yep.
And a bro tank that says, back-to-back World War Champs America.
That or a dad bod or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're right.
Pretty close.
Pretty close.
Hit it on the nose. All right. Number one.
Number one. So we get done. Playing some drinking games. We're going to a chicken wing bar, and we're watching the K-State football game, eating chicken wings, drinking some craft beer.
As an asteroid's just coming at us.
Yep.
There's not much better than going to a bar with you and watching a K-State
watching
game.
Watching a K-State game. K-State football.
It's one of the best.
K-State basketball comes in a close second.
Yeah, but K-State basketball makes me too nervous. I wouldn't be having fun. I'd just be nervous. I like all those. My number one, wingsuit into oblivion. Do you know those wingsuits?
What's your number two? Oh, pull fives.
Yeah.
Okay.
Number one, get in a wingsuit.
Yep.
Go as high as they'll let me go. Mm-hmm. Jump off a plane.
And just see where you go.
No parachute. If I'm going out, I'm going out flying.
Literally.
Maybe a couple of Coors Lights. And just flying away, and it takes you a long ass time.
Oh, for sure.
So, I mean, I'd have like, you know, 30 minutes, 45 minutes up there flying around. If I change my mind, maybe I crack open one of the Coors Lights. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm going out on my own. Now, if the asteroid misses, I'm in trouble. Okay.
Then you're in real trouble.
I'm in trouble. Gonna have to think on the fly.
As Ron White said, make sure you hit something hard. I want to limp away from this.
I don't want to limp away from this. Oh, man.
Good top three.
That was a good top three. Tweet of the week?
Or you have a theory?
No.
No theory?
No theory.
Other than rocks are soft till you touch them?
That's my theory.
Bullshit theory.
You don't know. No one knows. How do you know?
Science.
Okay. Where'd you get that?
Every science book?
Books have been wrong. I'm like starting to hate myself now.
Tweet of the week.
All right, I got two. Do you got one?
You go, and then I'll go, and then you go.
Okay, my first one. Scientist. Let's name this spider long legs on account of its long legs. Scientist 2. Not kinky enough.
That's funny.
Daddy long legs.
Again.
Just making sure.
Mine's from Nick, or Twitter handle Nick G at Dr. Nick Griner. A short list of what people think normal is as we age. Chronic pain. Gaining weight. Being medicated. Cognitive decline and chronic fatigue. Common doesn't mean normal.
So that's like you can prevent all those things?
Yeah.
From just...
Yeah, and the reason why
I had... Being healthy and exercise every once in a while?
Yeah, and the reason why I had that one is... Because I hear that probably 10 times a week. I'm getting old.
Yeah.
No, you're lazy.
Okay. So what you're saying is all old people are lazy.
No.
Shame on you.
What I'm saying is when I have a 50-year-old tell me that he can't walk for exercise because it hurts too bad and he has a chronic pain, you know what my rebuttal is every time?
What?
I have a 75-year-old grandmother that plays competitive softball.
Yeah, so you're basically as buck
and,
up.
You know, yeah, and you know, you've heard, you know, age is a number.
Yeah.
I see it all the time. I have a 95-year-old right now that lives by herself, drives, completely healthy, does whatever she wants.
Yeah. Sounds like a nice lady. So it's just like your body deteriorates, but it doesn't, like, shut down.
No, and here's the thing. Your body can always adapt
to
whatever you put it under. And that's why I'll even tell my, you know, I had that discussion with one of my parents. I think she's about 85. Because her thing was, you know, how much can we really get better or do? And I told her, I go, listen, up until your dying breath, your body can always adapt. No matter, so if you stress it and put some stress on it, it's going to adapt and overcome.
So however much you want to, you know, however hard you want to work is however...
Exactly. That's why, you know, if your body's used to you laying on the couch 24-7, or, you know, laying in a beanbag chair naked eating Cheetos 24-7, that's what it's used to.
Sounds
is exercise going to hurt in the beginning? Heck yeah, because your body's not used to it.
Yeah, that's the thing is, like, running is... It sucks for, like, you know, a month, but, like, the hardest part is just doing it every day. Yeah.
Yeah.
I gotcha. That makes sense. All right.
Or, like, I'll get, I can't walk because my arthritis and it hurts too bad. No, you can't walk because you don't walk.
Yeah. Or, I mean, what if she's in a walker?
Or, like, they'll say, I go, and my head rebels, you walked in here.
Yeah.
So you can.
I've
seen you do it. I know me. I've seen me do it. Ron White reference.
Okay. Wasn't always my policy.
Policy.
All right. Cole, did you know this? Fun fact. If you drink the blue liquid from a magic 8-ball, you can see the future. Trust me. My friend Chad did it, and he said he was going to die, and then he immediately died.
That's good.
Damn it, Chad, you piece of garbage.
I like those questions.
Ask Dilly?
Yeah. Hey, all 10 listeners, send us some questions.
Yeah, so our DMs are always open, as they say. Hit me in the DMs. I'll be there.
Hit your in your diabetes mellitus.
Hit your in your dick messages. I don't want to hit you in those. No, it's direct message. They're always open. I'll be patiently waiting there. You can ask any time. I will, if it's on Snapchat, I'll screenshot you. If you want to be anonymous, I guess that happened. You can be anonymous. Ask it. We'll get to it in the next week. And you know what? I'm the new Ask Amy. Hashtag Ask Dilly.
Oh, boy.
Ask Dilly.
I like it. We'll see you guys next week.
Love ya.